Hello, and welcome to Financials Podcast, Future Rich. I am your host, Barbara Ginty, and I am a CFP, which is a certified financial planner. And I am here with my producer, Potter. Hi, Potter.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to be back on. It's been a while.
It has been. So we decided to do a little Potter Barb podcast for you all and reintroduce ourselves.
Yeah, we have a lot of new listeners, so it's exciting.
Like thousands and thousands and thousands of new listeners.
Yes. So, we just wanted to jump back on and kind of give you guys the rundown of how things are going to go for the rest of the year. And then we have really something really exciting coming up in the new year that we're going to tell you about.
Really exciting for the new year. I thought maybe it would be fun, though. I was talking about it at a wedding this weekend so that people know how we actually came about to do this.
Yeah.
Do you remember what bar we were at?
I do not remember what bar we were at, but I do remember we were at a bar, that's for sure.
We were at a bar, and I had been given business advice that I needed to start a blog. And for all of you who know me personally, I absolutely hate writing and I'm a terrible writer. And so our mutual friend had suggested that instead of blogging, I should do a podcast. And I said, that sounds like a fabulous idea, but I have no idea how to do a podcast. And then she turned to you and she said, you're a podcast genius, I think the phrase that she used.
Which was probably an overstatement, but we figured it out together.
We did figure it out. So we'd said in the bar, all of us together, that Potter and I were going to do this. You're going to try it out on a Saturday. And, you know, we would just see what happened. And now, fast forward, we're coming to the end of our fourth season or third season?
No, I think it was 2018 that we started this. So it's
it is
3.5 years.
3.5 years.
Future Rich.
A Future Rich. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And we've definitely, I think our audio has gotten better. We no longer record in person, which I think was the biggest audio issue that we had. We were in a
There's
conference
been
room.
Some growing pains, some learning experiences.
Definitely. And so now we're really excited because it has stayed a podcast. Obviously, we've done our Friday episodes. We tried out the Wednesday episodes over the summer, which were popular, and we're going to try and bring those back as well. Those are more like the definition pods. But we are going to extend the season. So normally we would just be, this would be us wrapping it up. But we've had so many guest requests. We're recording again next week. So if you're listening, there is still time because this episode is airing on Friday. And so we will be recording that following week if you're interested. We have more guest slots available if you'd like to be in the last round of recording. And then we were thinking in December we were going to do a best of, right?
Yeah, we're going to take a little break in December, kind of recharge before the new year. And then in the new year, there will be back to the regularly scheduled programming, new episodes. And then that's when our coaching program is going to start. Should we talk about the coaching program?
Yeah, let's talk about the coaching program because we just finished the pilot, which was I'm really happy it's over. It was a little stressful, but everybody, I think, liked it. It went well.
So let's kind of say how this came about. Coaching program came about super organically. We, for the last 3 years, we thought we were making a podcast for people who are in need of financial help. And it turns out that we have there's a whole bunch of you that are just personal finance nerds. And you just love all things personal finance, which we think that's cool too. But we had no idea you were there. You guys were all lurking. So we finally figured this out. And the past few months, we've been kind of cooking up. Many of you have asked Barb, you know, how did you get your start? How did you build your career? And so we are going to answer all of those questions for you and teach you how you can do it yourself.
Yeah, which was all from one Instagram post where we asked our lovely Instagram followers, would you be interested in being a financial advisor? And we had a lot of yeses, a lot more yeses than I ever thought.
Yeah. Who knew you guys were all hanging out? And I should have pulled up the stats before recording, but there is a huge lack of women in the financial advisor world.
Oh, I have the stats. I have them in my head.
She's got the numbers right here in her head.
I've got them right here in my head. The statistics vary because I feel like the research needs to be a little better, but it's somewhere between 13 and 17% of financial advisors are women. And that's going to be a huge disparity with the increase in women who are holding wealth. And that's going to only be increasing, yay us, over the next 5 to 10 years, where women are going to be in control of a significant amount of wealth. And the problem is, like, I like a female doctor. If you want a female advisor, there just aren't as many of them available. It'll just be hard to find one.
13 to 17% is crazy, crazy low.
Crazy low.
So yes. We're going to change that.
We are.
Single-handedly.
Together. So the program was a pilot. So we had 5 women in it just to kind of test it out and go through it with us. And what we found out is the program is going to be for people who are interested in the traditional sense of a financial advisor, but also financial coaching, which is something that kind of organically came out of the program. So it doesn't necessarily need to be a full-time. It could also be a side hustle, which I actually hadn't explored until we went through this coaching program together.
And we're going to give you guys all of this information. It's just, we don't have it buttoned up yet, but keep an eye out. And if this is something, nerds, come out of the woodwork. If this is interesting to you, send us a DM, email us, just let us know. Or keep an eye out, because we're gonna be telling you all about it in the coming weeks here.
Yes, we're our goal is to have it out and ready to be, you know, our little baby in January. But if you're interested in this, catches your attention, and you wanna be in the know, you could shoot us. We have our podcast guest submission on the website. Just you could do that and just say coaching, and then I'll tag you, whoever you are who are interested, and because we are working double time to get this ready to go for the new year.
Yep. And so full details to come soon. But in the meantime, let us know. And I just want to say how cool, maybe we can get someone from the pilot program on to do a little blurb. But I think the coolest part of this coaching program is it's like, not only is there the educational aspect, but it's also this really cool community. Like, you get this along with the program, you get this network of peers who are in the same boat as you. And that is like invaluable. I think that's so cool.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think your network is a key to a lot of your professional success, and being with other like-minded women who have similar goals and aspirations.
Yeah.
And what do they say? The tide raises all boats.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
So we can all help each other, but I think it would be really fantastic to get more women into the personal finance space in whatever capacity that is, to serve other women. Because, you know, I think it's nice to be able to have that choice if you want to work with a female or not.
Totally.
And it'll be fun to do a coaching program.
Yeah. There's really no downsides.
There's really no downside to it. No downside at all. So if this is something you're thinking about, which I think kind of also goes hand in hand with this great resignation that we have going on, right? I think
yes.
COVID really made you know, all of us, I think, rethink career. And I hate to use the word balance. I really don't love the word balance, but
it's very loaded. I feel like it means, when people say balance, that's not what they mean.
No, maybe how you structure your work and your life. I think I've heard other people say work-life integration. So it feels
better. That's actually, so the great resignation of 2021, we want to hear from you. Even if you don't want to go into personal finance advising or coaching, if you change, like, totally did a 180 on your career path in the last 18 months, we want to hear about it. Like, send us a message. I think that's so interesting that we're kind of in the middle of this big tide shift.
This whole shift. I think it's super interesting. And you never know what you can pull off if you're willing to try it. That's what I think. Right. I say this as I'm running a business in Utah, from Utah, that was supposed to be a brick and mortar in New York.
Totally. Yeah. As we explained at the beginning of this podcast, like, we kind of just threw a bunch of podcast spaghetti at the wall, and here we are four years later, almost, doing a coaching program, and the whole thing has grown. And like, that wasn't really the plan, right? I mean, we didn't have a plan.
We were doing this in lieu of a blog, but this has been so much better than a blog. And yeah. we've met so many amazing women throughout the process.
Yeah. So let us know if you, we totally want to hear about if you have done a big career shift, whether you wanted to or not. I know, you know, so many people lost their jobs. Maybe you didn't want to do a career shift, but you did. We're interested to hear about that. Let us know and tell us how it worked out for you. Yeah.
And then stay posted. We're going to talk and we'll have more information on the coaching program, which we're working on, or other, because we love, you know, love feedback. If there's something you're looking for from us that we're not providing that you'd like to learn more about, we're in the works of getting this all ready. So anything you'd like from us, let us know. And then I guess, I mean, should we do like some fun facts here, Potter? So people
know. Sure. Oh God, I didn't come prepared with any facts.
Well, you had the first future rich baby.
I did have the first future rich baby. And
for
now
our
she's a future rich toddler. That's how old this podcast is. The future rich baby like eats sandwiches and stuff.
She eats salads. Well, because before you started the podcast, you were married, bought a house, had a baby.
Yeah, I did all of the things in the lifespan of this podcast. That's incredible.
Which is pretty incredible.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, fun facts. I don't know. I'm not fun.
You're fun. I'll give another fun fact. So Amy, who does editing and is also on the podcast.
Hi, Amy.
So she'll be listening to this. Usually ended up, you were in this, we didn't know this until we all started working together, but you went to the same university.
Yeah. Amy and I started working together on this podcast in New York City and later found out that we both went to the University of Colorado. It was actually kind of impressive that we did not cross paths there because I believe we were both, I'm a couple years older than her, I think, but we were both in the journalism school. So yeah.
That's a fun fact. And then my fun fact is that I spend part of the time out in Utah and I would have never thought that that would happen.
That is a very fun fact. Barb's an awesome skier, guys.
I'm trying to be an awesome skier. I decided, you know, which is about this work-life integration, was I couldn't wait until I was retired to be a good skier. It was like, no, you know, at 70, you can't take lessons. I mean, you can take lessons.
You got to do it while the knees are still good.
Yeah, that's exactly that was my thinking. So I take lessons every winter. I'm trying to be a good skier. So we'll see how it goes for me this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for all of our lovely listeners, so stay tuned. The season's not ending. We are recording more episodes. We will have new episodes out for the month of November. And then December, I do think it's a good deal. We'll try and have one of the women ladies come on from the coaching program so we can do a little Q&A for that. And then we'll do the best of. So I will be asking you on Instagram, what is your favorite podcast? What did you learn? Which one did you learn the most from? And we'll be replaying those in December. And then we'll be off to the races for, I can't believe it,
2022. Yeah. So in the meantime, send us messages. We'd love to hear from you. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts if that's like a thing you'd like to do. Follow us on Instagram at Future Rich Podcast. That's our Instagram, right?
Yes, it is our Instagram. And you can submit to be a guest or if you're interested in learning more about the coaching program, and that is at www.futurerichpodcast.com.
Yep, that's it.
All right. Have a great week, everybody. And Halloween is coming up, so have a great Halloween.
Yeah, have a spooky weekend, everyone.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.